It's getting harder for people to seek asylum in the U.S. Last month, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced stricter rules on people fleeing domestic abuse and gang violence. Now, some applicants are hoping to increase their chances of getting asylum status with help from a special medical clinic in Oakland, California. Reporter Anna Gorman has the story.
Dr. Nick Nelson walks through busy Highland Hospital to a sixth-floor exam room.
Level 2 trauma, ETA 5 minutes.
It's here Nelson treats people from around the world, Guatemala, Sudan, Mongolia. Most fled abuse or torture. Now they are seeking protection in the U.S. Nelson's patient Juan Lopez Aguilar is from Guatemala. He's indigenous Mayan and says he and his community have suffered decades of persecution and violence. Aguilar is worried. He says there are a lot of gangs back home who kill people like him. He's hoping for asylum here. He switches to his native language and says he has serious headaches. He lays down for the doctor to examine him.
And tell me where you feel the pain in your head.
This is the Highland Human Rights Clinic, part of a county hospital in Oakland. Nelson and his team evaluate asylum seekers.
Our job is to make sure that the asylum office understands all the medical and psychological facts about a person's case so that they can make a decision about whether to grant them asylum or not.
To do that, he listens to his patients' stories. He examines their injuries and evaluates their wounds to answer tough questions like,
is this burn scar consistent with a cigarette burn? Because this guy says he was burned by cigarettes by military officials back home.
Asylum seekers must prove they face persecution or a fear of persecution based on certain factors, like race or political opinion. Federal officials say there's rampant fraud, and they want to make asylum harder to get. That's changed things at the border, where they've separated and locked up families.
So a lot more people who are seeking asylum are detained and cannot come to the clinic because they are behind bars and they're not allowed out for medical visits.
That's what happened to one farmer from Eritrea who showed up at the Mexican border last year.
My name is Mulgoita Haptom Gebreselassie.
The government denied his asylum case during the 7 months he was in immigration detention. Now he's out awaiting appeal. He wears an electronic monitor around his ankle. This afternoon, Gebreselassie listens to music from back home and cooks lunch at his Oakland apartment. Gebreselassie says he fled Eritrea in 2006 after being conscripted into military service. He crossed into Sudan only to be kidnapped and tortured. He eventually paid smugglers to take him to the U.S. Now he has an attorney, Haragu Gaim, who referred him to the Highland Medical Clinic for an evaluation.
They help our clients because they're able to corroborate their stories. Sometimes a traumatized person is not able to relay what happened to them in a way that tells the full story.
The full story is often written on the patient's bodies. The clinic's Dr. Nelson says he sees evidence of acid burns, electrocutions, and bone fractures never set. He fears the administration's new policies may mean his patients won't get the refuge they need. I'm Anna Gorman in Oakland, California.